This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The lights are out.
Hurry, get to the lights, go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7, The Game.
Yes, it is. Final score. The Golden State Warriors go into Oklahoma City and knock off the Thunder 127-116. And how about that? A 4-1 road trip for the Golden State Warriors. A trip that featured Boston. It featured Cleveland. It featured Oklahoma City. Three of the best teams in the NBA. And the Warriors won two of those three games versus those teams. Also took care of business against Houston and Washington. A 4-1 road trip. That is, I would imagine, better than most of us could have expected going into this trip. I told you pregame on Warriors Live, and welcome into Warriors Wrap-Up. It's Mark Randy with you here on 95.7 The Game. Line your phone calls up, 888-957-9570, as we have a lot to react to. I told you on Warriors Live earlier tonight, I told you before this road trip even began, considering the challenging teams on this schedule and considering the Warriors' injury situation, going into this trip, remember, going into the trip, no Steph Curry. Wiggins had just missed two games. He returned for the Houston game to begin the trip, but Steph Curry did not. And also, D'Anthony Melton didn't return until game four of this five-game trip. So, all of that considered, I would have taken a 2-3 trip. That would have been all right with me. 3-2 would have been fantastic. And if you told me they were going to go 4-1 before this trip began, I probably would have told you to not get your hopes up that high, because you have three awesome basketball teams on the back end of this trip, and the Warriors, they did what they had to do. They beat the two teams that they should beat in Houston and Washington. Nothing against those teams, but the Warriors are certainly a better basketball team than both of those two. And then you took 2 of 3 on the road against really good teams. How about this? When the Warriors and Celtics tipped off last week, what was that, on Wednesday, right? When Warriors-Celtics tipped off, the record of the Celtics, the Cavs, and the Thunder at that moment was 22-1. 22-1. was the record, and the Warriors went in and handed two of those teams losses, and with that, it's a 4-1 road trip. The Warriors are now 8-2 on the season, 7 of their first 10 games this year away from home. And considering what the Warriors have done lately, maybe that isn't the most surprising factor. I mean, you look at what the Warriors have done on the road of late. How about this number now? In the Warriors' last 28 road games, they're 23-5. 23-5 are the Warriors in their last 28 road games. That, of course, spans back to the second half of last season. This goes back to early February 2024. The Warriors, 23-5 in their last 28 road games. They have been awesome away from Chase Center. The step they need to take this year is to be better at Chase Center. After they were, you know, frankly, not very good at home last year. They were awesome on the road, not very good at home. They have continued to be awesome on the road, and very small sample size, 3 home games. They're 2-1 at home. They hope they can keep up their winning ways at home as well. But that's not what this game was about, because the Warriors, again, were on the road in Oklahoma City. OKC came into this basketball game at 8-1. They're now 8-2. The Warriors are also 8-2. And, I mean, it wasn't a pretty basketball game. I get it was at times, but the close was not pretty. In fact, the close was very, very ugly. The Warriors closed this road trip much like they began it. If you remember, in Houston, the Warriors built, what was that, the following Saturday, so 8 days ago now, the Warriors built a 31-point lead, I believe, over Houston, a 30-point second-half lead, and they needed to get to overtime just to win it. They ultimately did, but you nearly blow. I guess technically you did blow the lead because Houston tied it up, but you still won the basketball game, so you nearly blow a 30-point lead. You win that game. That's the first leg of the trip. Then you beat Washington in D.C. relatively easily, although it was not a blowout. You get off to a slow start against Boston, but then come roaring back and win that one going away. You get blown out, the game essentially over at halftime in Cleveland, and then you follow it up, and you build a 30-point lead late in the third quarter tonight against Oklahoma City. You allow Oklahoma City to get all the way back within 6 points, relatively with a decent amount of time left in the fourth quarter, but then you put it together and you ultimately win by 11, 127 to 116. So you kind of bookend this road trip, which was an awesome trip for the Warriors. A 4-1 trip, wins in Boston, wins in Oklahoma City. Two of your best wins, I shouldn't say two of your best wins, your two best wins of the season by a country mile, and you started the trip and ended the trip in very similar fashion, nearly blowing a 30-point lead on the road, but you still managed to win both of those basketball games. It was kind of a slow start for the Warriors again. It was Oklahoma City that got off to the good start. They were scoring the ball really well in the first quarter. As we look at some of the numbers, the Thunder put up 33 in the first quarter. Not that they were shooting an incredible percentage from the field. They just were getting a lot of shots up. In the first quarter, it was turnovers by the Warriors. It was second chance looks for Oklahoma City. They just got a lot of shots up. Look for the in the first quarter, for example, Oklahoma City puts up 27 shot attempts in the first. They shot nearly 50%, 13 for 27 in that first quarter. But take the second quarter as the other example. They only got up 18 shot attempts because the Warriors limited turnovers. They limited Oklahoma City offensive rebounds, and they were able to kind of slow the pace of the game down. And that's something that stands out for the Warriors in this one, is they can beat you in a multitude of ways. Oklahoma City does not like to play up to the pace that the Warriors generally do. And it kind of felt like maybe the Warriors wanted to get out and run, at least when Chet Holmgren was on the floor. He did go down in the first quarter with what looks like a potentially somewhat serious hip injury. Andrew Wiggins contested him Or Wiggins drove at him, and Holmgren contested him at the rim. Wiggins got the best of him, finished the layup, no call on the floor, which I think was the right call, by the way. But Holmgren fell really hard on his hip, left the game immediately, could not put any weight on one of his legs due to falling directly on his hip. And no word from Oklahoma City on a timetable, but the way that they're talking, it does seem like there will be at least a decent absence for Chet Holmgren. We certainly hope that he's all right and it's nothing all that serious. But the game kind of took on a different tenor once he went out, because Oklahoma City just simply throwing out there five wings, like guards and wings, to make up their five on the floor for nearly the rest of the game. They don't really have any other bigs left. You talk about who they didn't have coming into this basketball game. In addition to, of course, losing Holmgren in the first quarter, Isaiah Hartenstein, free agent acquisition from the Knicks this summer. He's been out, has not played yet this year. He's a big, and he would be playing often if he was available. Kenrich Williams also out, has not played this year. Jalen Williams also out, has not played this year. Those last two aren't really normal fives, but they are players who can play a four or a five in a smaller lineup for Oklahoma City, and they didn't have any of those available in addition to Chet Holmgren once he went down. So Oklahoma City had to adjust, and they played five guards, five wings, and then the Warriors said, you know what, all right, we can play this kind of style as well, and they ultimately kind of slowed the game down just a little bit, and they beat Oklahoma City in the half court, especially defensively in quarters two and three. We'll get to that in a second, but we got to circle how this game turned, because remember, the Warriors got off to a little bit of a slow start. They're down by seven after the first quarter, and then it was Jonathan Kuminga coming off the bench who turned this game around for the Golden State Warriors. Kuminga played the final two and a half of the first quarter, so did not sub in until, again, 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. And then he turned the game around. He had a nice drive and finish. He ran in transition, got the bucket and the foul. And it was a nice moment for Jonathan Kuminga there. And that actually came... There was a feeling out period for the Warriors. Once Chet Holmgren went down and Oklahoma City went to their five small player lineup, the Warriors, all they did was hoist threes over and over and over again. And in the first quarter, they weren't falling. And then the adjustment was, all right, we're going to get into the paint. And the beginning of that was Jonathan Kuminga running in transition and getting a bucket on the move plus the foul. And that kind of allowed the Warriors to take a deep breath, figure things out, and then they adjusted from there. Kuminga, that was his first bucket. And then he continued that going into the second quarter. He made two threes early, and the Warriors were making them as a team. Kuminga made a three, Heald made a three, Moody made a three on the first three possessions of the quarter for the Warriors. Then Kuminga followed it up a couple of possessions later with another three, and then there was a great Jonathan Kuminga back cut. He sealed off his defender, allowing Kyle Anderson late in the shot clock to lob a pass over the top of the defense. Kuminga, easy catch and a finish underneath the rim. He scored 12 quick in this basketball game, spanning the first and second quarters. He turned this game around for the Golden State Warriors offensively. Not that it was bad offensively in the first quarter. They scored 26 points, which isn't terrible. It's not great, but in today's NBA, generally you want to be scoring closer to like 30 points per quarter. The Warriors scored 26 in the first. Not terrible, but it could have been better. But then... Kuminga got the Warriors going, and he got them into a little bit of a rhythm, and he kind of presented Oklahoma City with some issues defensively. This is one of the best defenses in the NBA. I know Chet Holmgren is a big part of that, but so is Lu Dort, so is Alex Caruso, so is Jalen Williams from...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Santa Clara, like, they got dudes other than Chet Holmgren. And the Warriors did not play Kevon Looney today. You didn't see a ton of Trayce Jackson-Davis. This was more of a Draymond at the five game once Chet Holmgren went out. And the Warriors still were able to do what they wanted offensively against a really, really good Oklahoma City team. But it was Kuminga that started that. And then, almost as if Kuminga kind of passes the baton, then it was the D'Anthony Melton show. Melton was really good in the second quarter as well. He hit 3 threes in the second quarter. He scored 9 of his 19 points in that second quarter, and that helped the Warriors build a lead. They outscored the Thunder by 14 points in the second quarter, and as a result, they led by 7 at halftime, 65-58. And we got to talk about D'Anthony Melton as well, because he did start for the first time as a Golden State Warrior. And this, I don't know how all you guys feel, and you can hit me up and let me know. 888-957-9570. That's also the Xfinity or the Comcast business text line. It's Mark Randy with you here on Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game. It was D'Anthony Melton in the starting lineup tonight for the Golden State Warriors. They ran with Stephen Curry, D'Anthony Melton, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, and Trayce Jackson-Davis. I'm not sure I would have gotten the five right exactly, but I would have predicted to begin the season the Warriors throw out there Steph Curry and D'Anthony Melton at the one and the two. I thought there was a chance that we might see Steve Kerr go to Curry, Melton, Wiggins, Kuminga, Draymond, and by the way, the Warriors did close with that lineup, so maybe we can learn a little bit there. Part of that is, again, no Chet Holmgren, so less need for the big Trayce Jackson-Davis or Kevon Looney. It's much easier to play Draymond Green as the five when the Thunder don't trot out there a seven-footer in Chet Holmgren, so that's part of it. But the bigger conversation here is about D'Anthony Melton in the starting lineup, and the reason why I felt like that might be the lineup the Warriors turned to begin the year, and then once they didn't, why I felt like it might be the lineup the Warriors eventually settle on, is because D'Anthony Melton does a couple of things for you. First, he's no slouch defensively. He's a very good defender. He can guard point guards. He can guard two guards. He can guard wings. The bigger wings he might have a little bit of trouble with, but he legitimately can guard 1 through 3, and if it's a small 4, he can match up there a little bit. So you don't lose a ton defensively trotting D'Anthony Melton out there. And remember the reason why the Warriors went with Curry, Wiggins, Kuminga, Draymond, Trayce Jackson-Davis to begin this season? It was because Steve Kerr wanted to emphasize defense and getting off to a good start defensively this year. And they have been. I mean, second in the NBA in opponent field goal percentage, second in the NBA in opponent three-point field goal percentage. A great start defensively. But that was part of the reason why that initial starting five was plucked. because of what they could do defensively. And there's no doubt that is one of the Warriors' best defensive fives, where you have the length and athleticism of both Wiggins and Kuminga on the floor, along with Draymond Green and Trayce Jackson-Davis and Steph Curry, of course. I mean, he's going to be in every Warriors' best lineup because he's one of the 10 best players to ever play the game of basketball. And also, I think, has been criminally underrated as a defender for the majority of his career. Never been a great defender, never will be. It's just who he is as a physical specimen, but I think very underrated as a defender for the majority of his career. That's always going to be a great defensive lineup. But the issue was, and we learned it very quickly, the issue was with that starting five, the Golden State Warriors don't have enough offense, don't have enough shooting. When you have Draymond and Trayce Jackson-Davis and Kuminga and Wiggins at times on the floor together, you don't have a lot of spacing, and it makes it that much more difficult on Stephen Curry. What Melton does is you don't lose a lot defensively for the Melton-Kuminga swap or the Melton-Trayce Jackson-Davis swap, and you get a lot more shooting. D'Anthony Melton can shoot the ball now, okay? D'Anthony Melton in this game tonight, 19 points, 5 of 11 from the field, 5 of 8 from downtown. Also, quietly, 10 rebounds, a couple of assists, 3 steals, and 1 steal that helped ice the game for the Warriors. We can get to that in a little bit as well, and what went wrong in the fourth quarter for the Warriors, and why were they in a situation where they needed to ice the game. We'll get to that. The Melton steal, though, under the basket, Oklahoma City drove and tried a wraparound pass underneath. Melton read it, intercepted the ball. He pushed the ball up the court. This is like with a minute and a half left, or maybe a minute left. Warriors up by 7. And they pushed the tempo, and I'm sitting here watching the game, kind of, you know, speaking out loud to myself, saying, hey, slow the tempo, slow it down, kill the clock, right? But Melton pushes. Ultimately, it turns into a Steph Curry open left wing three. He drills it. Game over. Warriors win at that point. Make your free throws, and it's game over, and they did that. So Melton, the big play there. Melton was awesome. Melton was awesome in this basketball game, and we are going to hear from head coach Steve Kerr coming up in just a little bit. I will spoil a little bit of what Steve Kerr said. He has said post-game that he wants to stick with Melton in the starting lineup, and he said his ideal five for now moving forward is Steph Curry, D'Anthony Melton, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, and Trayce Jackson-Davis. And that, to me, I feel like is as good as it's going to get for the Warriors in the starting five. And it's a hell of a starting five. Again, you've got the defense of Melton and Wiggins and Draymond and Trayce Jackson-Davis, and you have the shooting of Curry and Melton and Wiggins, who's been shooting the ball well so far this season. A little bit of a cold stretch in the middle of this road trip, outside shooting for Wiggins, but he's largely been very good so far this year. Another 18 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, and a block for Wiggins today. He and Steph, a game best plus 21 for the Golden State Warriors. Wiggins has been awesome. We know what Draymond Green is, and he's been effective shooting the basketball as well. Another 2 made threes tonight. Shout out to our guy Bonte Hill, watching him on Warriors postgame on NBC Sports Bay Area earlier. He's got the stats on lock. Every time Draymond Green makes 2 or more threes, makes 3 or more threes, the Warriors are a hard basketball team to beat, and that's been coming up often so far early this season because Draymond Green has been shooting the ball as well. So that starting five, it's an interesting one. And Steve Kerr has said he wants to keep Melton in that starting group alongside Steph Curry, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, and Trayce Jackson-Davis. And I think the linchpin of that group that makes it all work is when you have Jonathan Kuminga not missing a beat when he comes off the bench. Part of the reason why I felt like maybe Steve Kerr would go Steph Curry, D'Anthony Melton, along with Andrew Wiggins, Jonathan Kuminga, and Draymond Green, they go five, is because maybe the Warriors would be a little bit concerned with how Kuminga would react to coming off the bench, right? But Kuminga has handled it very well. And I think he said, you know, he wants to start, and there's a little bit of frustration there. First of all, there should be. If you're not frustrated that you're coming off the bench, then I would ask you, well, how badly do you want it, right? You got to be frustrated, and I'm sure he is. but he hasn't let it impact his play. And in fact, he's had his best games of the season when he's been coming off the bench. And I thought tonight he was very, very good. Kuminga was. Again, he turned the game late first quarter, early second quarter. Without him kind of jump-starting the Warriors' run, I'm not sure they ever build a lead, let alone build a 30-point lead. But, I mean, he had 20 points off the bench. He played 26 and a half minutes. And he was 8 of 11 from the field, also was active on the glass with 5 rebounds, had a block shot, 8 of 11 from the field, 2 of 4 from downtown. I thought there were one of the threes he put up, so his two makes were early in the second quarter. He had one miss at the end of a shot clock, which I think ultimately turned into an offensive rebound, and then it might have been a Wiggins bucket on that same possession, but that was just end of a shot clock heave. That's not a bad decision, bad moment at all for Kuminga. There was one three that he took, I think it was early second quarter as well, where it was contested and it was early in the shot clock. That's maybe the only gripe I have with Kuminga's decision making all game long, and that's one moment. He was absolutely awesome the rest of this basketball game. 8 of 11 from the field, 20 points off the bench, 5 rebounds. He made 2 threes. He made 2 of his 3 free throws. He's got to get that free throw percentage up as this season moves along. But overall, Kuminga was awesome in this basketball game. And without him kind of turning the tide to begin the second quarter, I'm not sure D'Anthony Melton is given the leeway to explode in the second quarter like he did. And then, of course, I mean, in the third quarter, it was a Steph Curry masterclass. And we can get to that in a little bit. I was kind of a little shocked with how Oklahoma City defended Steph Curry and how they responded to the Curry flurry in the third when he scored 17 points. We can get to that coming up on the other side as well. And we have so much to get to. We'll hear from Steph Curry, who was on with Bonte Hill, as I mentioned earlier, on NBC Sports Bay Area on the post-game show on the TV side. We can also hear from Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. That's all coming up in just a little bit as Warriors wrap-up continues. It's Mark Randy with you. The Dubs knock off Oklahoma City 127-116. They led by as many as 30 late in the fourth quarter. It got a little bit hairy down the stretch. Oklahoma City cut it to 6 points in the fourth quarter. But then, Steph Curry makes a couple of three-pointers. The Warriors make their free throws, and they ultimately win by 11, 127-116. It's a 4-1 road trip. Wins in Boston, wins in Oklahoma City, also Houston and Washington. You lose to Cleveland, but 4-1 on the trip. 8-2 on the season, and of the Warriors' first 10 games, again, 8-2 in the 10, of the first 10, 7 on the road, and the Warriors are 8-2. It's a dream start to this season for the Golden State Warriors. We will continue to break that down, react to this Warriors win, 127-116 over OKC, and plenty of time for your calls and your texts, 888-957-9570. More coming up next. It's Mark Randy with you on Warriors Wrap-Up here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.